Joe Vaclavic. He's at Standard Grain in Chicago. Good morning to you, Joe, and thanks so much for filling in for Jackie Vakes, who's not available today.
Oh, anytime. Glad to be on the show.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this marketplace. I think I want to start with the outside markets, the dollar in particular. It and crude oil seem to have been the 800-pound gorillas. Maybe I'm wrong, and you can tell me this is the case, in the marketplace for some time, other than the very large crops that we harvested. I'm wondering whether anything that Janet Yellen will do, the Fed will do in the near-term future, or that OPEC might do this month, too, will make much of a difference.
Well, to put things in perspective here with the value of the dollar, it made some new multi-month highs here this morning, as a matter of fact, and we're creeping up on some levels that we haven't seen since the late 90s, really, in the value of the dollar. So what that's doing is essentially, as we've talked about so many times before, it's just discouraging demand for U.S. grain. The big problem here in all of these markets is that even as prices drift lower, we're not really seeing a big surge in demand or even an uptick in export demand. We just finally saw some better sales in corn last week. We know soybean sales have picked up a little bit. The wheat demand is still nowhere to be found. So that's the big problem here. Now, as far as the Fed goes, you know, there's a big expectation that we're going to see a rate hike this month. And historically what happens, believe it or not, you know, a rate hike at face value sounds kind of like it would be friendly for the dollar. And I think that's why part of the reason why the dollar's rallied during the last few weeks is the expectation for a rate hike. Historically, though, after the rate hike happens, the dollar has a historical tendency to back off and actually drift a little bit lower. So for the commodity bulls out there, your best case scenario at this point would be a rate hike followed by a retreat in the value of the dollar, and maybe that stirs up some demand for these U.S. grains.
I was looking back at the longer-term continuation chart on the monthly for the dollar just now, and it's July of 2014. We've risen 20 points or 20% in the dollar. How much real pressure does that put on the outside markets? Because does it make everything 20% higher priced coming out of the U.S.? I know that's not quite true, but there is some form of pressure that the export markets feel, because the value of the dollar really does have an impact, especially when it moves this much.
Well, when you're talking real strong dollar, the other thing that we're talking is really cheap euro relative to where it's been. And a lot of the wheat in particular on the world market is priced in euros in the Black Sea region, Ukraine, Russia, Europe. That's why we have had no success exporting wheat, even at lower prices. I think you could say that for corn to some extent. Ukraine and Russia are also our big competitors there. So that's the big problem, is that when you look at some of the world pricing, the corn has only just started to become competitive on the world market, and the wheat still having a lot of problems. So it's not just the dollar. And, you know, currencies, of course, are kind of a market of relativity. You know, if the dollar's strong, it means that something else is really weak.
Yeah, wheat on its contract lows, corn moving sideways. However, soybeans have managed to come back to about a five-week high, if I am reading things correctly.
Yeah, and, you know, I couldn't give you any great fundamental justification for the rally we've seen in the beans. They've certainly acted the best out of anything in the complex this week or during the last couple of weeks. We had that spike low, if you want to call it that, on the Argentina election result there last Monday, I believe, and we've rallied pretty sharply since then. I still have a lot of questions about demand for beans. You know, our demand is really split into two main sections. You've got exports, which are about 40% of the total demand base, and then you've got the domestic crush, which is 50% of your total demand base. Crush margins have really deteriorated during the last couple of months. Exports are still lagging. Last year, they're still lagging USDA projections. So this is kind of a technical rally in nature, I think. We know that funds have built up a pretty aggressive short in the soybean market, but I still have a lot of questions about the demand side of this thing.
Is this being driven by rebalancing of those fund markets? And once they're done, meaning they've rolled out of everything, that will go back down?
It's possible. And what we've seen here, if you look at those CFTC reports, to put it really simply, the funds had built up what was kind of closing in on an extreme short position in the bean market, also in the meal market, also in the corn market, maybe to a little bit lesser extent. So, you know, you're going to see these short covering rallies from time to time when you get a position like that, a big speculative short in the market. But we may need something more on the demand front to really sustain any kind of longer term move higher here.
And quickly, your thought on both on all three, corn, soybeans, and wheat. Are you bullish, friendly, sideways, or bearish on them?
I don't necessarily know that I'm a bull or a bear here. We've really been range bound in most of this stuff since August. I just don't see any reason why we're going to go too far out of this range that we've been in for 3 or 4 months, any of this stuff. So unfortunately to say, it's really pretty unexciting stuff here as of late.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Anytime.
That, of course, is Joe Vaclavec. He is with Standard Grain out of Chicago, Illinois.